Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few, on the platform as well. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. This week's first one is a woman deciding to get together with a 6'2" broke guy over a 5'8" doctor engineer. She kind of looks like a 5'8" broke guy herself, and it's 2023, so anything is possible. Of course, this future single mother is probably going to pick the 5'8" doctor as a backup plan for her half-black baby. She also kind of reminds me of Meg from The Family Guy. All the 5'8" guy needs to do is pay for the leg lengthening procedure, and he too could be 6'2", and the broke guy loses his height advantage. Up next, we have a guy that says his girlfriend got drunk and said she slept with over 200 guys. She says this was back in the days of college. He calculated that that would be a new guy once a week. He measured her mileage at 10.45 miles of cock. So he got in his car and drove for 10.45 miles and thought about it and decided that she won't be his girlfriend anymore. Number three, we have a guy named Lionel Messi, accused of impersonating a soccer player in order to sleep with 23 women. I bet you anything they'll try and get him for grape. You can't give gold diggers their due and not expect them to turn on you. Women do this sort of thing with makeup all the time, yet you won't see anyone locking them up for it now, will you? His lies will now be considered grape by fraud. Moving on is his question, which is, what is the closest time to midnight? If you can go either forward or backwards in time, it's 12.03 a.m. or the letter D. But if you can only go forward in time, then the answer is A. This question perplexed thousands of people a few weeks ago on Twitter. As far as I'm concerned, time is an illusion, so I say that all these points in time are equally as close to midnight. Number five, a guy asked a woman for a sexy picture, and this is what she sent him. I have to give her points for creativity. This way she was both classy and cheap at the same time. So the next time a woman asks how much money you make, you'll have to take a bunch of $1 bills and project their shadow on a wall. Take a picture and send it to her. She'll probably think it's just as clever. Number six is an image showing you that you can be a dork and still find a woman to pork in the Philippines and beyond. Just look at these guys and you know that you can be old and unattractive too. If you wonder why this works, then all I have to ask you is, have you seen the average Asian man lately? Asian girls, it seems, love their white trophy boyfriends. Up next is an old story about Keanu Reeves, where multiple actresses accused him of inappropriate behavior. It was all disproven in court with multiple lawsuits, and no matter how much the wokesters try and ruin his career and life, he keeps coming out on top. They probably hate that he glorifies gun violence with the John Wick franchise, and is adding to firearm sales, so they need to punish him. Number 8, we have Jabba the Slut, saying that the man she finds has to be over 6'5", have money, a house, 2 cars, and like her 8 kids. Women's expectations have gone out of this world, and are now in another woke galaxy, a long time ago in a sector far, far away. Women keep getting bigger just like their expectations. Moving on, a mouse has a mouse trap, a bear has a bear trap, and a man has a wedding trap in the form of a ring. Except in this case, when the woman takes the bait, it's him that gets trapped. For many men, after their divorce, they'll probably wish that they stepped into the bear trap instead. In the long run, it probably would have been a lot less painful. Number 10, we have a tired black man that's tired of single mothers telling him that they're ready to settle down, now that they have kids with Pookie and Ray Ray. She says he'll make a great stepdad for her kids one day. I wonder if a man is called a stepdad because the single mother is stepping all over him. Bada boom, bada bing. Luckily, this base Tyrone will simply pass. Of course, the next words out of her mouth will be shaming language telling him that a real man would never walk away. Up next, we have another guy turning down a single mother, except this one has 5 kids. She probably didn't want to get together with them while they were in high school, and now that they're out of academia, and she hasn't been able to find a chat, she's going to try and fall back on a childhood crush. It's a smart move, because if she didn't want you in the past, it just means she had more options. Now that she wants you today, her options have dried up and blown away. Number 12 shows you what the dating market is like for many men these days. Either you can remain single and go your own way, date fat girls or become a stepdad to some thin and somewhat attractive woman's brood. I say move forward and stay single because your other choices are a lot worse. Remember, being single is the only path to freedom. These are the options for many men over 30. I'd say it's gotten so bad these days that even the single fat women are off the table. More like they ate the table. Moving on, if you've ever wondered what women look like without their Instagram filters, it certainly ain't pretty. This should be false advertising or catfishing exhibit number one. You can usually tell airbrushed and filtered photos. It's scary out there. Number 14, we have an oldie but a goodie. My generation grew up watching Forrest Gump and thinking nothing about Jenny, coming back as a single mom with an AIDS baby, looking for Forrest to take care of her. We didn't realize that Forrest was always her backup plan after she rode the Vietnam Rooster roller coaster. Now, if you're rewatching the film, it's more like Forrest Gump, and you'll notice that Jenny has more red flags than a communist parade. It's too bad that Forrest didn't have YouTube back then. Then he'd know what was up. Up next, we have a Twitch streamer trying to raise $15,000 after she accidentally mentioned that she has a boyfriend on a stream, and then lost half her subscribers. That's almost as bad as mundane Matt telling everyone that he was flagging their videos. But that's okay, I'm sure that many men follow her for her talent, humor, and knowledge, instead of her status being single or not. Actually, we all know they don't. Moving on is this video's honorary Would You Women. Someone mentions that she's in the danger zone in the Crazy Hot Matrix, because it includes strippers, redheads, girls named Tiffany, and hairdressers. I'd also add makeup artists to the danger zone as well. But remember, I would, and so would you, at least once. But to what level is up for debate. Number 17 is a reminder that the girl you're obsessing over because you didn't text her for 3 days is currently texting 7 other guys. You know it's true, and if you don't think it's true, then you're a true simp. Women have so many options these days that you're easily forgotten, and for most men, our options tend to be limited. So we obsess over women, they won't even notice us. Number 18, we have Sigourney Weaver from the first Alien movie, telling Hollywood writers that the fans aren't being sexist, because they won't see your movies. Your writing just sucks. What do you expect from the Shiro's journey? Which means she's automatically the bestest ever, and the film is all about other characters realizing how awesome she really is. Hollywood wants to forget Sigourney and focus on today's strong, empowered female characters as being the first ones. Up next is the dog pill, according to Black-Pilled Incels. Apparently she gets a dog because she's unable to emotionally commit to men. Actually, she can't commit because she's been plowed more times than a 1,000-year-old field. Tons of women use the old peanut butter cooch trick to get him to lick. If you ain't at least a rich 9, she'll probably settle for a canine. Number 20 is a guy saying a pretty dry joke that he wouldn't want a daughter like her because of the temptation to commit a felony. It would be too great. She doesn't look impressed by his comments, and I bet you anything he said that particular joke to get a reaction out of her just like this one, which is absolutely hilarious. Next up, we have a woman that wants a man that isn't red-pilled, because apparently that means he was struggling in the sexual marketplace, and unsuccessful, and therefore had to seek out advice. In reality, she doesn't want a man that knows her games and red flags. She wants a guy that knows how to behave without being told, i.e. a blue-pilled Chad that's always been successful with women. She doesn't want a red-pilled guy because she can't victimize and manipulate him. Number 22, we have an article from the Daily Mail, calling 16.5 million Americans at risk of stroke for exercising too hard. That's what the study says. They even put up some uber simp under the headline, demonizing fitness and strength training while at the same time glorifying land whale gluttony as their new strategy. I wouldn't be surprised if this propaganda was sponsored by the sugar lobby or pharmaceutical industrial complex. Clearly they want men to be weak, literally. Number 23, we have a woman complaining about how a man came up to her and her friend and started speaking to her friend, but pretended like she wasn't even there, like she didn't even exist. She says it's comical how men won't perceive you if you're not their type of attractive. Odds are she was a fat friend and was talking to her skinny friend. I think the interaction went down something like this. Remember, the bigger they are, the less we see them. Moving on is a woman that asks a guy if she's attractive, and I'll just let you guys watch and decide what this is all about.
Me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Negative 1.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen copycats of you every single place I go.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, am I ugly?
No, but you're unoriginal.
I'm unoriginal?
Yeah.
Number 25 in this week's last one is a woman that says a guy asked her out and she said no. and that he's ugly and that no one will ever date him. Then he got a girlfriend, and now she's jealous of the other woman. Now she doesn't know what to do. Yes, now she wants him after another woman has picked him, and there's social proof that he's a decent guy. I bet you anything he wasn't ugly, and she was just trying to wreck his self-esteem by calling him that. This case just proves how women are often attracted to men that are married that they can't have. So that's it for another Memes a Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.